And what is the best way to find out the problems that your children are facing? Well, according to the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, you'll need young people to figure that out. This week, UNICEF announced their newest youth ambassadors. 9 individuals, aged between 15 and 24, will go out to different states and territories to explore the issues affecting young people. We are lucky enough to be joined by one of those new ambassadors today. Thank you for coming in, Ashley Armstrong.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So why did you apply for this role? Like, what were you thinking going in?
I always just love to give back to my community, and I had a fairly sheltered upbringing, but I thought this is kind of the time to give back, and UNICEF is such an incredible organization, and they're everywhere, and they do so much stuff.
And did you have any sort of involvement with UNICEF beforehand, or was it just something that you like had known about for a while and kind of liked and then sort of applied to get involved with?
I feel like everyone knows the name UNICEF. Yeah. They'll be like, oh yeah, there's this really cool thing in a third world country that UNICEF has done. But no, before then, I mostly just connected with Girl Guides and with Macquarie University and all that.
So kind of as a continuation of like sort of stuff you've already been doing before?
More or less so. Just kind of like working with young people and trying to help them be the best people that they can be.
And it's, you know, you were one of 9 people chosen from 450 plus applicants.
Yes, it was an incredible honor to be chosen from that.
Yeah. So, you know, what kind of things do you think that they're looking for in their youth ambassadors? Like, because your job is to go out and sort of, you know, figure out these problems affecting young people, but also to like represent UNICEF, I suppose. So like, you know, what kind of things do you think that they're looking for in their youth ambassadors?
I think with youth ambassadors, you want people to want passion for something bigger, something positive, something that is changed for the better. And so it was really important across our young ambassadors that we all had something that we wanted to work towards. So I know that I wanted to work towards greater awareness of mental health, but then Indy wanted to work towards sort of female awareness about health and all that.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned mental health is sort of something that you're passionate about. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So I do a double degree at Macquarie University. I study psychology and human sciences. And so I believe that you really need to kind of be aware of mental health and how to work with it, so that you can get the best out of it.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're going to have to be writing reports for the Australian government and for UNICEF as well. So you're going to have a little bit of paperwork as well. How are you feeling about, you know, like writing reports to the government at the age of 21?
I know that I have an absolutely incredible team behind me, both the 9 of us young ambassadors and then the incredible team at UNICEF. They're all ridiculously supportive, and I know that we'll work together really well.
Well, so it's definitely something about networks, right? So like, what kind of support is involved in that? Like, who's backing you up in this sort of, you know, youth ambassador role?
So we have our awesome supervisor, Vanessa, and then we also have a lot of the UNICEF staff who work on the policy and advocacy side, as well as the media team, so that we can kind of work together to put the best foot forward for UNICEF.
And what are you looking forward to sort of most, or like what are you really excited about for this role?
I'm looking forward to going to schools and community groups and kind of seeing what the children and young people want for Australia, because it's all well and good to kind of tell the politicians what I want, but I want to know what they want so that we can really do something worthwhile.
And do you feel that sort of, you know, youth aren't really very well, their like intentions and desires aren't really well communicated right now on the most part? Do you feel like there's a large sort of gap in sort of knowledge about what young people are concerned about?
I think there isn't a gap in a way to talk to the government about what's important to them. Currently, there's no peak body for children and young people. Like, we have a children's or youth minister, Megan Mitchell, but there's so many ways that children could talk to the government more, and they're just not given that opportunity to.
And I guess it's a little bit intimidating for them as well, sort of like, and it kind of feels like you don't have much impact, so you're just kind of facilitating that sort of bridge.
That's it. And so hopefully with the report that the other young ambassadors and I can do, we can actually make some actual change, because the plan is that we'll be talking to kids and youth all over Australia, and then we'll be compiling that information to give it to the change makers in Australia before the elections, either this year or next year.
Now, is this a different focus from previous youth ambassadors, or is this just a continuation of UNICEF's kind of ongoing mission?
I believe it is a continuation. There was a young ambassador program with UNICEF a few years ago, and they had a few years break. And so we are somewhat continuing what they did with the Things Matter report. And we'll be sort of making a new one about the things that matter now and moving forward with that.
Okay, well, best of luck with that. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us about it. It's very exciting. And I hope that you get, you know, all the stuff you're hoping to out of this experience.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. This is Ashley Armstrong, newest youth ambassador for UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, telling us about what the role involves and what she's looking forward to doing. It's about almost 10:30 here on The Daily. For now, this is a track from Dirty Projectors, our feature artist. You're the One on 2SER.